Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, and we are in our studios downtown Lansing, and have with us a guest, Carla Spohr. She's the Senior Vice President of Human Resources. And Carla, it's good to have you on here. Of course, you and I have known each other a number of years through banking and neighborhoods and everything else. How are you doing?
Good.
You guys are going crazy.
Absolutely.
What happened to Little Quiet Community Bank Dart?
Long ago. Yeah. We're growing.
It's really cool. It really is. So you are down here, I think, as the one of the VIPs for the Capital Area Michigan Works and the relationship there. And so let me talk to you a little bit about Going Pro, that partnership formed in 2013. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Going Pro is a partnership formed in 2013 to address the need for funding to provide additional training opportunities for employees. This partnership includes the Workforce Development Agency within the Talent Investment Agency, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Michigan Works Agencies, employers, and community colleges and training programs in Michigan.
So, you know, it's kind of interesting because when you talk about this, and I have several CEO networks and I spend a lot of time with business owners, managers, we do our survey every 6 months. The last seven surveys, which is 3.5 years, the number one issue has been talent, getting people, and then retaining them. Because if they're any good, everybody wants to steal them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is a really important initiative.
Oh, yes. Training is very important to us.
How about you guys? Are you able to get people?
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Very, very tough labor market out there.
I would imagine. And do many people that come in, and I don't want to give any secrets away here, but I'm finding this with a lot of banks, is they come in and they've worked at another bank.
Yeah, we don't want to keep trading people around.
That's exactly it. We got to start, you know, training more of them.
Absolutely.
And there's this problem of the population is not growing at the rate it used to, and so the replacement may not be there.
Right. So we need to train from within.
Yeah.
That's very important to us.
Yeah, it really is. Well, nice job with that and figuring all that out. So tell me a little bit about the goal of Going Pro Talent Fund.
Well, the goal of the fund is to provide marketable skill and recognized credentials for people receiving training, so participating businesses and employees are able to compete, expand, and make positive contribution to their local and state economies.
Well, and this is important stuff. You can clue us here. Edith is down here quite a bit doing interviews, as you might. Edith Copeland, as a matter of fact, the head of the Capital Area Michigan Works. But tell me a little bit about how CAMO invested in training for local businesses.
Yeah, Capital Michigan Works and the State of Michigan Talent Investment Agency invested over $1.5 million in local businesses allocated through the Going Pro Talent Fund Awards. The business services team at Capital Area Michigan Works worked with 40 employers in the region to submit 66 applications for this year's Going Pro Talent funding, with 39 applications approved.
Well, those are pretty good numbers.
Yes, big numbers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Talk a little bit about how you become involved with CAMO and the GFTF. GPTF, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Well, the best way to get connected is with the business services team at Capital Area Michigan Works by either calling them at 517-492-5516 or emailing Terry Sand at tsand@cmw.net.
Well, I know T-Sand.
I bet you do.
Let's talk a little bit about the GPTF funds and what they do for local businesses, because this is, at the end of the day, it's like politics. It's a local issue, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They enabled 1,485 people to receive training, resulting in 7 newly registered apprentices with the U.S. Department of Labor. An average of $1,161 was spent on each trainee, and each company contributed an average of $149,974,000 in additional funding.
Wow. That's a pretty good number, too. So how long has DART been involved with the Going Pro Talent Fund?
Well, DART Bank has applied for and been awarded these funds twice now. The opportunity is incredible for us to be able to offer more training and certifications for our employees.
Tell me a little bit about the training that you guys have received out.
Well, in 2016, DART Bank was able to put 3 employees through IT technical training, much needed experience as we move forward in this technology environment. They use this training often to perform their job functions, and it has helped us support our existing environment as well as help us define direction going forward. And then in 2019, we were able to train 24 of our employees in leadership development with the help of Lansing Community College's Business and Community Institute to hone the skills needed to coach, mentor, and engage our employees.
That's pretty good. So how important was the training to you guys?
Oh, we find it extremely important that our staff is well-trained and experts in our field. Clients look to us as the experts, and we want to be sure that they are receiving the best care, up-to-date products and services, and knowledgeable staff to help them with their financial needs.
Well, that's pretty good. Has your experience been such? I mean, that you'll apply again in the future?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have been very thankful for the awards that we've received and have gained valuable knowledge from this training, and I'd highly recommend to any business that they get involved and apply for these opportunities.
Yeah, it's really a good opportunity, and you know, what's better than having training funded, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's not
that means
not a
we can do
thing.
More.
You're absolutely right. Hey, real quick, tell people about Dart Bank, because where you started out with, like, basically one bank in
right.
a small town of Mason.
Absolutely, yep.
And now
we have 4 full-service offices here in the Lansing area, and we also have 2 loan production offices, one in Chelsea and one in Grand Rapids.
And doing a mortgage business
absolutely.
Like you can't stand. It's just unbelievable.
That's great.
Well, you're doing a great job out there, and thanks so much for joining us. Carla Spohr is the Senior Vice President of Human Resources at Dart Bank. You've been listening to the Michigan Business Beat, and we're going to be right back with a whole lot more. So stay with us. I'm Chris Holman.